Iowa's population is growing, slightly but steadily. Much of that growth is due to international immigration. While many native-born Iowans are leaving the state, some refugee communities are seeking it out. In the latest installment of our Iowa in Focus series, IPR's Kate Payne reports on why refugees who are settled in other states are packing up to move to Iowa.
On a recent Sunday morning in Cedar Rapids, members of St. Paul's United Methodist Church are worshiping in three languages, English, Swahili, and Kirundi. The church membership here did not look or sound like this just 10 or 12 years ago. Since then, 100 new members have joined, largely refugees from Central Africa. Pastor Daniel Nionzima leads what's called the African Nationals Congregation. He fled his home in Burundi. Initially, the U.S. government resettled him and his family in Rhode Island. But like so many others, they chose to move to Iowa.
Iowa is an area, beautiful area to live. And it's be quiet. Different Chicago, different Tennessee. So if you live in Iowa, it's a good state to live, especially for our children.
Since Nionzima has been in Cedar Rapids, more refugee families have followed, like choir director Fidel Taylor. He moved here from Atlanta, Georgia, to finish high school, and he says he knows a lot of people like him. We talked at a church potluck.
The majority that we have here in Cedar Rapids, they're not people that came straight from Africa to here.
Refugees have come from Illinois, Oregon, North Carolina, New Jersey,
Texas, California, Tennessee, Georgia.
This trend is known as secondary migration. When refugees are first cleared to come to the U.S., they don't have much of a say in where they'll go. For a set period of time, states will help refugees with bills, language classes, and job training. When that support runs out, many call up friends and family across the country.
There is a lot of jobs. And then how do you know that is from the community members they share.
Zach Balcha works for an Iowa-based refugee-led support organization called Embark. He fled Eritrea and lived in Seattle and South Dakota before coming to Iowa. He says the state's economy is a major factor. The rent is relatively low and employers are hiring. For many, that's enough for them to move again.
If you are new to the area, then you want to ask people. He wanted to find out where is better, where can I have a better job that I can pay the rent and then support my family.
Secondary migration can get complicated. The state's refugee office says they have no way to count how many people are in this situation. Once a family leaves their initial resettlement location, it can be hard for agencies to know where they are and what their needs are. Balcha again.
So if they pay your rent in 90 days, then after that, nobody is going to pay your rent, in which you have to be self-sufficient. That's why they have to make a decision to go to where they can get help from their community members.
Because refugees can afford to live here, the community follows. St. Paul's member Nifasha Vararia and her family fled from Burundi. They lived in California and South Carolina before Cedar Rapids. Like many of Iowa's refugees, she works at a meatpacking plant. Vararia says she's been able to build a life here in a way she wouldn't have in other states.
My dad always said, I'm going to take you to a beautiful place.
At a time when so many native-born Iowans are leaving the state, Fidel Taylor, the choir director, says he's not going anywhere.
No. I never think of leaving Iowa. No.
He loves his job as a professional interpreter and leading choirs at St. Paul's. He even likes the winter, so why would he go anywhere else? I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News. Yeah.